Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. And my name is Brad Brown, by the way. Lindsay Perry is with us. Lindsay, wonderful question today from Philippa. Philippa Griffin, she was saying she's heard there's quite a bit of camber on the Comrades route, and I've got horrible memories of the camber on Fields Hill on the down run. She wants to know what's the best way to prepare for that camber. Is there anything you can do to get your body physically ready to take that on?
The camber is a problem on any tar road that you run on, but I think the problem with the Comrades route is that the camber is quite unusual. You know, a lot of people don't suffer from any kind of injuries and certainly never any ITB, and then they have problems 15 to 30 kilometers into Comrades. So there is the camber is significant. We need to take it into account. Always, the stronger you are, the better your body will adapt to anything. So training well, doing strength training, and in particular working on proprioception and proprioception in short is your body's ability to feel the surface that you're on and adjust the muscle contraction so that you are more stable on that surface. To do that, you would do single leg balancing. So when you brush your teeth and you're barefoot, brush your teeth standing on one leg. When you get really good at that, you can do it with your eyes closed, for example, balance on one leg with your eyes closed. Those are the kind of things that will help the body to adapt to those changes. And then finally, on race day, one of the ways you can combat it is by not spending too much time running on one particular side of the road. So you can try and stay in the middle of the road. That'll probably help. But if you just change every 3 to 5 kilometers, if you run on one side of the road rather than the other side of the road, and keep on changing that up, that'll also help to prevent that stress from always going through the same place.
Brilliant stuff. There we go. I hope that helps, Philippa. Best of luck on your journey. If there's anything else we can do, please do reach out. And don't forget, we've also got that online community that you can join right now. There's online coaching seminars, there's training programs, and a whole lot more. Just get to coachperry.com/join to find out more about it. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry. We'll be right back.